While Republicans may have one eye on Isaac this week, the other eye will surely be on the party's rising stars giving speeches at the convention, including Mia Love. She's the mayor of Saratoga Springs, Utah, and she's managed to land a coveted primetime speaking slot at the convention. With her bid for a Utah congressional seat, Mia Love has crept into the national spotlight. If elected, she would be the first African-American female Republican elected to Congress. From member station KUER in Salt Lake City, Terry Gilday reports.
Perhaps Mia Love's unofficial audition for a speaking slot in Tampa started when she took the stage at the Utah State GOP convention in April.
You can work hard. You can save. You can improve your life and the lives of your children. And one day, when you deliver your youngest child to the university, you will look her in the eye and you will say, you will give back.
Love captivated the crowd that day and won the GOP nomination in a newly drawn Utah congressional district. Almost immediately, Republican leadership in Washington took notice of Love and the potential she has to defeat incumbent Jim Matheson, the state's lone Democrat in Congress. This month, the party's elite showed up in Utah to support her. Condoleezza Rice came, then U.S. House Speaker John Boehner, and finally, a former presidential hopeful whom Love introduced at a town hall a couple of weeks ago.
He has my respect, my love, and my appreciation. So without further ado, please help me welcome Senator John McCain.
The Arizona senator told NPR Love could have a bright future in the House.
It's a historic moment in that the first African-American woman who's a Republican becomes a member of Congress. So that'll give her instant visibility and influence.
Love is the daughter of Haitian immigrants and was born in Brooklyn, New York. Her parents struggled financially but overcame those challenges with what Love calls hard work and determination. McCain hopes that Love's story and her charisma will bring more diversity to the party. Kirk Jowers is the executive director of the Hinckley Institute of Politics at the University of Utah. He says the national GOP spotlight on Mia Love is an attempt by the party to shed its white male image.
Certainly the African-American vote is going the wrong way for them. The Hispanic vote has been going the wrong way for Republicans. And so I think they are going to make extra efforts to bring them into the fold.
Mitt Romney's candidacy has already focused attention on the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Love herself is a Mormon convert. She met her husband Jason while he was serving a Mormon mission. She married him, moved to Utah, and converted to the faith. The LDS Church has a checkered history with African Americans and did bar black men from full membership in the church, but that ban was lifted in 1978. Still, Jowers says Love's place in the national GOP spotlight will focus more attention on Mormons.
To see this charismatic, vibrant African-American woman who's an active member of the Mormon Church, no question will just on impact change impressions of the Mormon Church.
Love's opponent, Democrat Jim Matheson, has survived five other Republican challenges over the last 12 years. The attention from Washington's GOP leadership is a signal the Republicans want to claim all of Utah as their own, and they're confident Mia Love is the person who can help them achieve that goal. For NPR News, I'm Terry Gilday in Salt Lake City.